This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are now into the second hour of the worldwide broadcast. We are going to be opening the phones up coming up in the next segment into the third hour today for first-time callers with any questions, any comments. If you agree, if you disagree, it doesn't matter which it is. I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you go up to drudgereport.com, and we'll put that on screen, you can click on it and go to the article there on the site. Actress TSA pat-down gives me a head orgasm. Now, this is psych warfare. I've noticed scores of Hollywood stars and actresses and comics saying how much they love being groped. Get over it. Shut up and take it. Ben Affleck, who never flies commercially, has private jet, the rest of them. They all think it's really funny to tell us, hey, get over it. Accept it. This is part of propaganda placement to be frisked and be treated like criminals and have our children groped. And they're back to groping the children. That clip is coming up. It's also up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, the robots are coming, and they are replacing warehouse workers and fast food employees. That's a report that we're going to be getting to as well. And we are going to continue with the economic news that I've already started to mention, but we're going to get into this in some detail. The U.S. faces higher food prices, inflation in 2014, led by meats. Where'd you hear that over and over again? From us years ago. That's the plan, and they're doing it. You're going to live in a 200-square-foot apartment. You're going to pay $100 for a steak. Detroit not alone, except more bankrupt cities, expert, CNBC. Gas price worsen, 101,245 days above the $3 a gallon mark. But don't worry, federal workers, 318,000 of them, owe $3.3 billion and aren't paying federal taxes, and they're not going to be prosecuted. But you will be. Don't worry, my slaves. So that's all coming up. New York State suggests HIV test for 13-year-olds, sex ed in elementary school. We're going to be breaking it all down. Al Sharpton defends anti-Jewish remarks. He said he was only talking about some Jews being bad. Oh, boy. Let me give you a little news flash, folks. There's mafias in every racial or religious group. And then they will use political correctness to protect themselves. There's a black mafia in this country. You criticize them, you're racist. There's a Jewish mafia in this country. You criticize them, you're racist. There's a Southern Dixie mafia. If you criticize them, you're anti-Southern. There's an Italian mafia. If you criticize them, you're anti-Italian. There's an Irish mafia. If you criticize them, you're anti-Irish. There's a WASP mafia. If you criticize them, you're anti-WASP. This is how humans organize themselves. There's a Mexican mafia. You criticize them, you're anti-Latino. Of course, there's criminal groups in every racial group that organize themselves and are committing crimes. But does that mean that entire group is bad? On the whole Jewish issue that everyone obsesses over. The political correct groups, the ADL and others, use it to attack people that aren't anti-Semitic. And the ADL protects real anti-Semites who go out and propagandize for them. And basically, what I call, in my opinion, is protection money. Is the ADL a Jewish mafia? Yes. Does the ADL cover up for some of the racist Jewish mafia that targets Sephardic Jews who they see and call N-words in Israel? Yes. Did Israel irradiate 110,000 Sephardic Jews? Yes. Does that mean all the Jews are racist? No. See, there's subtleties to everything. We'll be back.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if, they ask when. So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers, man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, libertarians in Europe via UKIP and the EU Parliament, as well as across England, are making sweeping gains. The libertarian-led Le Pen movement is also making huge landslide wins in EU, anti-EU drive. And here, the Tea Party Republicans are in a war with establishment blue bloods like Boehner and the Democrats who've all teamed up to give money to try to defeat them. This is exciting. The establishment is really worried. The globalists want socialism. They want nanny state. They want control. They want political correctness. Feds are warning of massive food jump price. Well, their policies, threefold, have caused it. We predicted it. It's now happened. I'm not tooting my horn, folks. They've shut down production in this country. Putin slams Obama, says, who is he to judge? Seriously. And, of course, we've had statements out there saying that Putin is Hitler. So all of that and more is coming up on Infowars.com. Footage of Ukrainian helicopters firing on own checkpoint raises questions of it being a staged false flag to blame the Russians. Media generates a new anti-gay scandal following video of Phil Robertson's sermon. We're going to play some clips of that. Actress says TSA pat-down gives me a head orgasm. We're going to cover that in a moment. That's all on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Morning after abortion pill, now available on Amazon. The robots are coming, and they are replacing warehouse workers and fast food employees. The recession is coming. Economist warns it's beyond control. I don't see what will save it at this point. We never left the recession in 2008. It's only gotten worse, and I've got all the numbers to prove it. Waden says every American has a right to know when their government believes it's allowed to kill them. That's a Democratic senator saying that and criticizing Obama, Wyden. And the future of socialized health care. There is no better predictor than the VA system. Excellent article. All that and more up at InfoWars.com. By the way, we're starting to slowly change InfoWars, the article pages and the front page. Now the whole bottom half is updated more often. It's bigger text, easier to navigate. The article pages look different. So for TV viewers, I'm going to scroll from the top of InfoWars.com to the bottom, then we're going to go to your calls. But better nav bars, everything. Then in a few months, we're going to have it be more responsive. It's already responsive on phones and Droids and iPhones. And then we're going to slowly change the site to be completely clean and not be cluttered on the side and be a truly modern site. But we've tried that. Folks don't like it, so we're going to phase it in. But InfoWars.com has been updated. And if you click on one of the articles, you can see what the subpages look like now. Bigger, bolder text, easier to read. Just looks a lot better. So great job with the crew and the developers getting that done. And it's a big hit. People like it. So I want to thank everybody for your support. We're doing the best job we can here. I want to go to Ben, Rob, Ryan, Ethan, Barry, and others. Barry's in Thailand, so we'll go to Barry first. Folks calling internationally. It's open phones on this Friday. It's a free-for-all. Any question, any comment, agree, disagree. Wild card Friday. Sometimes we have wild card Mondays where we're just talking about whatever you want. But first, I want to get into the TSA. But before I do that, Ted Cruz says Democratic senators want to repeal the First Amendment. Now, the bill they've introduced under Schumer, we covered this weeks ago. It puts people in the newsrooms. It lets the government label what's media and what's not. And it allows them to restrict free speech. And they've got other bills, and then the FCC saying they're getting rid of fairness, the true fairness we have with net neutrality and bring in net neutrality, net taxes, all these different control systems. It's all happening now. And we have no hope of countering it. No hope. Zero. If we don't admit that it's an authoritarian takeover. That's why he continues to rise in the polls, is because he's telling it like it is. We're told every day, don't be radical, don't be extreme, don't be aggressive. You're going to lose politically. We've gotten in the position we are because liberty lovers, libertarians, constitutionalists have gotten so milquetoast and get drowned out by the so-called liberals who are saying your kids belong to us, 100% taxes, we're above the law, you're racist if you don't like government-run health care. That's written to screw everybody over financially and to raise taxes on poor people and to surveil all your medical records and give them to everybody. I mean, it's such a nightmare. It's so over the top, and the Republican leadership could have a slam dunk win running against Obamacare. But Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are against it, so they're superstars, respectively set to win the Republican nomination for president and vice president. I mean, I come off like a train wreck sometimes, and I'm on the phone with senators and congresspeople calling me wanting to know my advice. I'm not bragging, folks. I'm not going to say names here. But heads of corporations, senators, you name it, want to talk to me on the phone for 45 minutes at night. Because their top people are saying, look at the algorithms of Alex Jones. Look at the algorithms of all this. They know that the establishment knows everything's going down. And they know that we know how to defeat the enemy. And again, why am I telling you the story before I go to calls? I'm not bragging. It's like living in a Twilight Zone episode or The Matrix, that I'm somebody without a college education, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I'm proud of it. I was already successful starting my own media operation by my own bootstraps when I was 21 years old. I'm 40 now. I could have gone to college. I could have got a degree. I could have gone and made $100,000 a year. I could have played ball with the system. I made my own way, my own path. That's what I'm known for doing, trailblazing. But trailblazing, it was more like a train wreck. I just had the will to not want to be a slave and the will to fight tyranny. And when they harassed me and physically attacked me and demonized me and stalked me and threatened me, that only made me fight harder. So I know how powerful you are. A lot of you are better looking than I am, smarter than I am, better spoken than I am, have better oratory skills than I have. You may not think you have them because you haven't attempted to use your skills yet. When you get in the arena, you get stronger, folks. I've been in the arena forged in the fires of grassroots warfare against tyranny and control freaks and scum jellyfish everywhere for 19 years. 2 years before that, in the proto-Tea Party libertarian movement. I went and put out yard signs for Pat Buchanan. I went out and knocked on doors and canvassed. I went out and gave speeches at caucuses. I went out and did. I tried everything I could. And you know what it's done in 19 years? Changed the landscape. Created a whole new way of looking at things for so many. So I'm not bragging. I've come face to face now with the fact that I have changed history because of you. Like a horse and carriage. Our listeners from the beginning resonated and taught me, the old timers, the veterans, the patriots, the engineers, the government people, the police officers, gave me the intel, the firefighters, Deputy Fire Chief Vic Vreeland, Vietnam veteran in his own right, great guy, took me under his wing, helped me for a year start InfoWars. I've told the crew to get a hold of Vic Vreeland. I think he lives in Bastrop now. Get a hold of him and his wife. I want to take him out to dinner. I want to get him in here. Taught me so much, like my dad taught me and my grandfathers taught me. And here I am after 19 years, another testament to all of us working together. We have savaged the enemy. We have held back their plans. I'm not bragging. It just needs to be said how precious the InfoWar is. And everything we do here, and my crew and my operation, we're making history. And it shows that when good men and women stand up and keep coming, the founder of the Texas Rangers famously said, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. You got to keep on a-coming. These people are cowards. We're fighting. They're scum. And I have a desire to see them fall. You have a desire to see your football team win. You have a desire to see your son or daughter get an A-plus in a test. Great. But I see these parents that put their kids under so much pressure to have the top grades and get into the best college. And their kids, you know, some of them make it. Some of them commit suicide. Others go to drugs. Parents, you should care about your kids being honorable. You should care about your children being healthy. You should care about them upholding their family name, and then everything else will follow. You should be with your children at the homeless shelters if you want to raise them right. I'm speaking to myself here right now. There's a lot I need to do. I know I need to do. You need to be out there. You need to be teaching them to be healthy and not drink fluoridated water and eat GMO. You need to be teaching them, yeah, get good grades, but at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. What matters is be true and be satisfied and be good and to love God and also stand up for yourself. Parents tell their kids, don't fight back. Kids get in more trouble when they get beat up if they fight back than if they lay on the ground. And I look at how my parents raised me, and it was the opposite of what people raise folks now. And maybe it was reckless, but it was bad. I wouldn't do it now, but in a way it was good. Oh, you want a motorcycle? Sure, go have one. You want a moped? Go have one. You're getting beat up at school. You better fight back harder. And And I look at the day how they raise the kids, it's the opposite. I raise my kids different. Oh, how the generations change. I just got an Americana upbringing. Where is America? How do we find what made us exceptional? Your calls are coming up.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Stop complying. Start rebelling. This is Tisha Cassidy, and I'm challenging you to run for office. Neither corrupt political party offers young and new people the opportunity to save our future. Stop the madness and move to the front of the line. Rebel with me at ImagineThat911.com. Rebellion is located in Vail, Colorado this summer, an untraditional learning and networking experience. Buy your ticket now at ImagineThat911.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Texas is facing a killer drought. For 50 years, projects which could have protected us from this were sabotaged by Wall Street profiteering and the zero-growth anti-science green agenda. Today, these projects will not be enough. We need a revolution in real science to take the lid off human progress. I'm Keisha Rogers. When you vote for me on May 27th in the Democratic runoff election for U.S. Senate, you will be voting to put our space program back to work, to bring online thermonuclear fusion energy, and discover how the sun influences atmospheric dynamics and climate so we can control these things for the benefit of mankind. We must stop this fracking nonsense. Shale gas is not an economic boom. It's a backward strategy for doom. Vote for me, Keisha Rogers, in the Democratic runoff on May 27th to reject Wall Street sabotage and ensure a fruitful and productive future for Texas and the nation. I'm Keisha Rogers, and I authorize this message.
Paid for by Keisha Rogers for U.S. Senate.
And cry and run his fingers through 70 years of living and wonder, Lord, as ever will I drill run dry.
were friends, me and this old man.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
He's a drifter and a driller of oil wells, and an old school man of the world. He let me drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives were like some old western movie.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Ben, Ethan, Barry, Rob, Ryan, we're going right to you when we come back. It's Desperados waiting for a train bringing us in, the Highwaymen.
From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him.
Let's get into the Ted Cruz quote again. I already played this. The article's up on InfoWars.com. But it's so important that I want to go back over the stakes here, that you've got 40-plus members of the Democratic Party in the Congress already co-sponsoring a bill that, when you read it, ends the First Amendment. This is authoritarianism. These people are dangerous. These are Kim Jong-un wannabes. Let's go to that clip.
When you think it can't get any worse, it does. This year, I'm sorry to tell you, the United States Senate is going to be voting on a constitutional amendment to repeal the First Amendment. I am telling you, I am not making this up. Senator Chuck Schumer has announced the Senate Democrats are scheduling a vote on a constitutional amendment to give Congress the plenary power, the unlimited authority to regulate political speech. Because elected officials have decided they don't like it when the citizenry has the temerity to criticize what they've done. They don't like it when pastors in their community stand up and speak the truth. And it makes their lives inconvenient when they're not standing for principle, and actually that's pointed
that's
out
right.
Back home.
Full clip, full speech.
And I'll note this amendment
at InfoWars.com. Shifting gears, this story's on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com if you want to find it. Actress, TSA pat-down gives me a head orgasm. Actress Molly Shannon characterized invasive TSA pat-downs as some kind of fetishistic sexual experience. They've had rappers, rockers, others all say this to push it. During an appearance on the Conan O'Brien show this week, when she said that the sensation of a TSA agent groping her gave her a head orgasm. Really, when they do it to small children, it's called pedophilia, which Shannon explains how she opted out of an x-ray scanner while traveling to New York and was given the option to have the pat down. I shouldn't call her a witch. Maybe she's just ignorant. To be conducted in public or in a private room. It already felt like a spa experience or a massage, said Shannon. Oh, yeah, it's real great. Well, let's go ahead and actually hear from her instead of me quoting her.
I get a kind of tingling sensation in my body. Certain slow hand movements trigger it, or soft voices, or like a soft touch will trigger like a head orgasm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Wait, were you experiencing that when the TSA person was touching you?
I did. Yeah, I get triggered a lot at the airport. Like, I love when people have if people are wearing plastic gloves. I like when they check your, like, if you have your check that you go through the luggage. I like when they have the gloves on and they check it. Or I love when I get checked and they have to go through my luggage with the plastic gloves and they have to go through each item, like methodically swiping and going through it. Or
I guess sexual.
Stockholm syndrome.
Sounds sexual to me, like, but you're getting a sexual. Is it, you said head orgasm. That's why I think I'm within my rights.
Oh my God.
This is being ironic, is what she's really doing. She doesn't like it. But women, especially on average, decide if they're being suppressed. Not all of them, but statistically, to just go with it and say they like it. And it's on record, women are more susceptible to what's known as the Stockholm Syndrome. Not bashing women, it's a survival mechanism. But, see, they're using our own survival mechanisms against us where we won't survive in the end. They're just training us how to be prisoners. That story's also up on InfoWars.com. Actress TSA pat-down gives me a head orgasm. We're going to come right back to your phone calls, and then the economic news, the Al-Qaeda news, the Al-Sharpton news. a Memorial Day meteor shower that's coming, and Obama to be christened as a dictator if Harry Reid, the crook from Nevada, has his way.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Saying that there is a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on kids on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here.
He's striving and driving.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation.
Cause he's going the distance.
We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., live in studio. Central. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com. We're going right to your calls. Just remember, the Nightly News is listener-supported. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. One membership, 11 people can simultaneously use it. So share those memberships. If you're not a member, it takes about a minute to sign up. All my films, special reports, other films we've been authorized to post, 18 years of material, 13 years of the site, InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, the membership is just exploding, and it's really helping us capitalize and run the operation. So get involved in the cutting edge, tip of the spear of the InfoWar. I want to thank all of you that are joining. Those of you that are re-upping, you can sign up for a year, get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Because if you're watching and listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. Let's go ahead and talk to Barry in Thailand, then Ben in California. You're on the air, Barry.
How's it going?
Good, my friend. What's on your mind?
I just thought I'd chime in from behind the curtain of the military junta, martial law, curfew.
I should have thought of that. You went under martial law 2 days ago in a military coup, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's very real here right now. So, anyways, I'm feeling pretty lonely. Just wanted to hear your voice. And, how's it going?
You know, we should hit the NSA database and type in martial law Thailand and just show folks the articles, or they'll say later on YouTube we made it up, or they'll probably claim Thailand doesn't exist.
Oh, it's all over international media right now.
Doesn't exist. And Obama said.
You're right, it's racist. You know,
exactly. You don't have to be intellectual or be smart. Just say the word racist. Thailand tourist advice remains unchanged. Despite military coup, as country reassures travelers, Bangkok is safe. So tell me why you're there and what you're seeing and what's happening.
Well, there's military everywhere, and I'm under lockdown right now. I can't be out on the street from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Otherwise, I risk arrest and detention and, you know, God knows what. I mean, it's not like they're going to haul me off to a detention facility.
Anyone caught out after dark will be permanently detained. A lot of U.S. cities are like that. What's wrong with that?
But they did kidnap the former prime minister's sister, and she was actually the most recent prime minister.
Well, you know what Romans 13 says out of context? Whatever the government is, whether it's Hitler, Stalin, or a coup, it's of God. So if they eat her on the lawn, it's of the Lord, according to mainline churches. So why don't you hit your knees and thank the coup?
I think they should do that just to prove that it is godly and of the Lord, and that everybody should bow to this. So, you know.
George Washington was a bad man for fighting the King of England. Of course, then he became the government, so then we worship him at that point. Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've been here since August, and there has been a lot of violence. But ultimately, I'll just, you know, give you the bottom line. I really do believe the CIA is behind this, because I've listened to the rhetoric from both sides and the anti-government people. It started off as this pro-democracy thing, then it changed into this anti-capitalism thing. And as soon as that happened, you know, I started listening, you know, for the socialist overtones. And when I started hearing more about that coming out of the other, you know, the opposition, that's when I kind of had a feeling that, you know, the CIA was probably behind it. And
well, let me ask you, do you think the CIA is trying to put in a socialist regime?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And they may get it, too, because when the military coup happened, I mean, the military is talking about how fair and balanced they need to be to both sides. But when they ousted the sitting government, they handed a pretty strong victory to the anti-government people, which would be, in my opinion, the socialist crowd.
Yeah, you know? And they call it socialism, and they just give the money to the ruling class, a new ruling class. I'll have to look into that more. I know some about the internal politics of that, more about Malaysia and places. But just one time I ran into a lady from Thailand, and she goes, I hear you say Thailand not free. We are free. We have king. We have queen. So maybe we should hear from some Taiwanese, and they can give us their take on their form of government. But Barry, appreciate your call. Be safe over there, buddy. See you later, buckaroo. Let's talk to Ben in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I'm a left-leaning libertarian here. I just wanted to talk about quantum computing. You can go on Google, type in diamond quantum. You can see that it's been going on for 7 years. Google's had the quantum computers for many years.
Well, I intellectually don't know what you're talking about. Someone's going to call you racist. Is that okay?
That's all right, but, you know, I just know.
But, I mean, I just want to sound like I'm in charge of the conversation. Okay, whatever, show off, racist.
Diamond quantum is something that Google has. They have the D-Wave computers. And, you know, it's going, the old guard is going to be shaken up just like the classical computers shook up a lot of things with the media. So the, you know, there's things going on with advanced technology that is just not being talked about as much. So,
well, I think technology in the general public's hands is bigoted and racist, just like they're starting to ban honor student balls. That's not, that's uninclusive. So I want those banned as well. See, I'm not even joking at this point. You don't ever have tacos or enchiladas for dinner, do you?
I do. I love all.
Well,
yeah,
well, that's racist. Do you agree then, as a left-leaning person, that they should, like, fraternities having fiesta parties? Because I'll assure you, I've been to them. It's not about putting down Hispanics. Doesn't matter though. Someone is offended.
No, I agree that there's definitely a whole racial. They try to, you know, make the conversation about race to distract from the actual important issues of.
But shouldn't we just? There's a singularity coming. The globalists say it's the end of humanity. Robots taking everything over. Let's not discuss that and how we're being displaced and the decision's been made to exterminate humanity, except for the elite. Let's talk about fiesta parties where everybody gets drunk and has a good time. The Spanish word for party is inherently evil. Just admit it.
No, I agree with 80% of the stuff you say. I do think everybody...
Sometimes I take an afternoon nap, though, because I like the idea of a siesta on the weekend. Is that racist?
You work hard, you deserve to create your own reality.
But is it racist that I call, I'll say to my family, I'm going to take a siesta. Am I doing that to put down Hispanics when I say it?
No.
Well, that's because you're obviously part of the racism and don't understand the underlying tones of you might be white, which is an overall privileged racist class. Sir, do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
I have a wife.
Do you want to apologize for raping her? Because all sex, when a man has sex with a woman, it's rape. Now, don't you think that's reasonable? That's being taught at all colleges right now? All establishment?
No. You know, it's hard to, there's shades of everything. You know, you can't.
So like, you do agree, you are a rapist. Good, good, that's good. You're good.
Well, I'm just saying there's shades of all arguments for left to right, and then there's everything in between.
What if the woman wants you to slap her around and act like you're raping her? Is that rape?
You know, that's just a personal, private matter between
no,
two adults.
It's rape. It's rape. It's rape, racist.
No. Alex, I do agree with you.
No, no, no. You sound like Emperor Palpatine.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just want to talk about the Diamond Quantum computers with the wireless technology that the media has used because they got free licenses to use the spectrum. And so the debate is about let's free up spectrum and use these quantum computers for the betterment of humanity.
Okay, well, listen, you sound like you know about quantum computers. I know a little bit about them. Guys, print me something on them so I can act like I know them. No, but I know about the whole supercomputer, quantum computer revolution where the engineers can't even understand how the computers are designing the computers now. And then we're talking about stuff 100 times faster every month till it's 1,000 times, 10,000 times. Quantum computers have been built inside diamonds, you name it, to where we can have instantaneous HD communication anywhere on the planet. They're putting in the fiber optic. We can also have total real-time surveillance of all the smart dust and RFID systems to give them real searchability of the real universe, nanotech. The singularity is going to be here much quicker than they're telling the public. And again, it's being designed towards an anti-human movement. It could be designed as a human empowerment movement. Give us your take on quantum computers. I'll shut up.
Well, my take is that they're real, they exist, and when I talk
they keep saying they're about to get quantum computers, but they really already have them. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's something that bothers me too. Is that they have them, and they can probably use quantum cryptography to break all of the classical encryption.
Of course, they've got backdoors to all of it, bud. That's admitted. They've got energized chips. They can power up from a distance with cell towers. We told you that 15 years ago. Was he classified this year? Of course, of course.
And, yeah, so, you know, I agree with that. They probably have them. They're breaking encryption. And who knows if the classical Internet can even sustain quantum computers existing. Berkeley Laboratory said they had a quantum Internet already.
Well, it doesn't matter if they deploy the quantum, because as long as we use what we're using, that's our culture. They'll just tell us, oh, this is dead now, go to this, to shut down the entire architecture of the organic Internet that's grown with Hydra in it as well. I mean, it's certainly got the globalists in it. We need to say no when that happens. We don't want your new Trojan horse.
Yeah. You know, there's gonna be both sides to it. There's factions everywhere, and everybody's vying for some type of power. And you know,
you say you believe they already exist. I knew from memory they already had operating proto and what they believe are the first quantum computers 2 years ago. And there's a headline: government lab reveals it has operated quantum internet for over 2 years. And that source is what, Wall Street Journal?
Exactly.
That's MIT Technology Review. Hmm?
D-Wave is a company that's been around since 2007 working on the quantum computers, but it's not mainstream.
And look. My dad saw CDs and CD-ROM in 68 at UT, and it was in DARPA stuff that labs he was in. He had to sign forms. He couldn't talk about it. I mean, they said that didn't come out to the 80s, folks. We're not in Kansas. I appreciate your call. Yeah, they're 30 years advanced of what the public's been told. That's why they're on such power trips right now. They've already got massive life extension. They already know how to cure almost all cancer. We're not going to get access to it. In fact, we're not going to get access to regular health care now under Obamacare. It's eugenics care. But it doesn't matter. The trendies love it, so they're going to roll over and die. Go ahead, trendies. Take all the shots, drink the fluoride, and kill yourselves. Give it to your kids, too. It's a sacrament of believing in the system. Give it all to your kids. Just believe in it all. You don't want to go into the future. You want to die. I don't want to die. I don't buy it. I have a right as a sentient being to say, I don't want to be in your new world order, and I'm not your slave, and I'm going to fight you. And I'm one creature showing the power of our species who's already caused massive problems for the globalists. And there are better men than I out there and better women than I. So you need to take action. Okay? We can overthrow the new world order. But you've got to overthrow the belief that you're weak. Defeating this is an inside job. Ethan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Doing all right, brother.
Great to be on. God bless you. I love all the work you're doing. I'm usually a day behind the show. I actually finished yesterday's show today, and I heard the clip of Bill Clinton on there. And a lot of these political people and, you know, some of the religious community.
A lot of people think we need to have aliens attack to unify us.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I didn't know if you guys were familiar with the NASA project called Project Bluebeam.
Yes.
So you know, it's, you know, the...
partially declassified. They had aliens landing and Muhammad walking around in 400-foot... holograms in the first Desert Storm. That's been declassified.
Right. So, I just want to get that out there to people that, you know, these people have crazy technology. You know, they're, you know, like you kind of hint on sometimes, these people are demonic. They're, you know, they're not people of God. They're the, you know, we're fighting a war for souls. It's not about money. It's not about control of.
No, there's no doubt. The people, even if you don't believe in a spirit, folks, the technocrats running things at the top are psychopaths who enjoy hurting humanity.
Exactly. And, I just wanted to be out there because, you know, I mean, if something popped up in the sky and you're looking at it and you're like, wow, you know, this is insane. But people have this kind of technology. And you know, these families and bloodlines go back very far. And, you know, they're out to rape and pillage humanity. You know, they're out to take everything from us and, you know, make us slaves.
By the way, I think it was one of the winners or the runners up. We had a 10-minute Bluebeam video made about the New World Order staging alien attacks to bring in world government using black mana space planes. It's really a very feasible plan. And it looked like something made by Hollywood that was part of one of our video contests. She of Rob, do you remember the name of that? We should repost those treasure trove of videos on a routine basis. They're just so good. There's so much native talent out there. Great points, Ethan. Ryan in Taos, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Well, one thing I wanted to – I have a number of things that I could talk about. First, I want to simplify things so everybody can know that the War on Terror is just a repackaged modern-day version of the ancient Salem witch trials.
No, exactly. It's a fogging enemy no one can defeat. And then meanwhile, the people running the trial are the ones dressing up like witches running around at night to scare people.
Oh, yeah. Cops know, I don't, not all cops are bad and stuff, but like most of them, the criminals, they use the cover of authority to mask their deceptive agendas, Alex, and they get away with it, and they basically just see how much we're going to put up with, and so we'll fight back. It's kind of like if you poke an animal into a corner with a stick, and then you try to get that animal mad, and then when the animal bites you, you go, see, look, the animal was mean, it needs to be controlled, blah, blah, blah. That's basically what they're doing. But minimum wage was another thing that you were bringing up, all the economic news that we were getting into. That kind of caught my attention because I actually, before I studied accounting, I have a radio television background as a board op and a DJ and all that, so I know how the media spin all this stuff around. And in conjunction with accounting, what they do, raising minimum wage is kind of like a proportional fraction. If you have a pencil and a piece of paper, I can quickly show you what this is going to do in terms of how it's going to have a ripple effect on the economy and our lives. So what is minimum wage right now, Alex? Like $7.50, $7.25, like that?
Yes, and what's really hurting us is inflation, shutting down the economy, shutting down jobs. Raising the minimum wage will just accelerate inflation and will, within a month, most actuaries show, steal whatever money is increased in your pay. But it's something where they can act like they're trying to help you. What's your take on that?
Oh, it's Ronald Reagan all over again. My most terrifying words in English language. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. But the hyperinflation is kind of what you're starting to touch up on. And what that is whenever they eliminate enough jobs and they increase.
Tell you what, finish on the other side, Ryan, then Rob, Joe, David, Mike, and others.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Carrie is screwed up and flubbed his attempt to put out data on a climate speech. Infamous global cooling author now insists Earth was warming all along. Obama admits Chicago winter makes it hard to sell. Navy's, we're going to get a whole bunch of news on that front, but I've got a whole bunch of news I want to get to in the next 30 minutes after we take more of your calls before we get to the guest that is joining us. But look at these headlines. Feds quietly bankroll cell phone spying devices for local police. Government-backed technology enables data collection on every child. And it was a few months ago we broke this at InfoWars.com, the federally paid-for snooping towers, where they put up their own cell towers now to steal all your data instead of paying the telecoms to give them the data. Absolutely incredible. Now, continuing here, I want to go to your phone calls. But before we do that, here's an article just today. Japan begins purposefully dumping hundreds of tons of radioactive water from Fukushima into the Pacific every day. And that's being reported by the Japan Times. This is going on now, folks, where they just cool the melting down facilities with water that goes right into the ocean. I developed with Dr. Group, I did the research to then want to find someone who had developed, to be technical, the nascent special proprietary iodine survival shield because I was trying to seek out how to protect myself and my family. CBS News reports 75% of U.S. reactors are leaking. They don't even report it now when they leak. The thyroid is where this stuff concentrates. If you have good iodine in it, it won't be able to get in there. But then there's all the other issues, the chlorine, the bromide, all the stuff in the water. You need high-quality nascent iodine. We sell the best. Half the cost, double the strength of the leading competitors at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also go to InfoWarsLife.com, as I said, and find the other great products, like the lung cleanse with essential oils, nothing else like it, the fluoride shield, fluoride cleanse, other heaby metal cleanse. It's just an amazing chelator. The great Wake Up America coffee, organic, a whole bunch of great products, the Super Male Vitality. You've heard the rave reviews. I'm totally addicted. And your purchase supports the broadcast. So I want to thank all of you for that support. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Harry Reid, President Obama, may have to act on immigration. I'm going to get to this first after I take calls. And then, from WorldNetDaily.com, VA will be the leader of health reform. And they link back to Change.gov agenda. I told you myself that the VA is how all health care will be once it's government run, with private contractors making record profits but not wanting you to get care. And then now you learn from the veterans that the VA was already bad. It is hellish now. You heard their calls yesterday. We'll take more on Sunday. I'll be live Sunday, 4 to 6, breaking that down. So this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. They're eugenicists. They're going to raise the taxes and then lower the quality of care. By the way, if you're going to have socialism, it's bad enough. The worst thing is what fake libertarians push, where they say, oh, we want privatization, but government grows, gives out the contracts, and then corporations become government. No. If you were going to have pure socialist health care, you'd want it to be local socialism, paying to have a communal health care system, and then have it all be about awards for the best care. And then have high transparency and serious community action. And still it would degenerate and become a nightmare. But when you've got fascism over socialism, whoa, there ain't nothing worse, folks. And it's called Obamacare.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.